This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome to Module 3, Access Inner Wisdom of the Inspired Life Formula. This is Exercise 1. And this first practice builds on the skills that you've been developing in the earlier modules that focus your attention on the body. But instead of using what you notice to adjust your physical body as it moves through three-dimensional time and space, you're going to let your bodily sensations, that felt sense, reveal information that is beyond the boundaries of time and space. So let's use the analogy of a satellite dish. Imagine your body is the satellite dish, and in the earlier modules, you've been adjusting and repositioning that dish so you can get the best and the broadest range of signals. Now you're going to take the next step and pay attention to the signals themselves. The information that's being received by that satellite dish, in this case, your body, and is coming through your felt sense of the world. And the reason that we use this satellite dish in the first place is because we have a question. We want to know what's out there. And in the same way, when we tune into our felt sense in our everyday life, we also have a question that we want to know something about. A question that can pop up in the moment, or a bigger question that concerns us and has kept our attention over a period of time. So this felt sense or body sense includes your physical sensations, your gut sense, and the feelings in your heart. So it's especially important to be able to access this felt sense because the mind is limited to linear thinking and it can't perceive at this higher, more inclusive or holistic level. So that means you're only going to have the access to information the mind can interpret from the data that's provided by your five senses. But if you bring your felt sense into your consciousness, you connect your brain with your heart and your gut. Just think of it as strengthening that brain-body connection, or to go back to that analogy I used earlier, fine-tuning that satellite dish so that you improve the signal strength. I'm going to lead you through a short but very powerful meditative practice that will help you tune into that inner wisdom and away from your rational mind. I call it the one thing, and it's a beautiful way to begin your day. It's also very handy to drop into as you go throughout your day. This exercise involves switching from thinking as your primary default mode of perception, you know, living from the neck up, to feeling and sensing as your intentional primary mode. When you first start to practice this exercise, I recommend that you do this in a quiet place where you aren't going to be interrupted, so you can take your time and become familiar with your interior landscape. The best advice would be to practice often and just a little bit at a time so that you build your muscle and you minimize any impulse to get it perfectly the first time and every time. You'll notice that as you develop a facility and a speed with this exercise, that you'll find it's easier to take it out into your everyday life. And it's going to become second nature to drop into this space. And eventually it's going to start happening spontaneously without your conscious intent. But in the beginning, you're going to want to start with a deliberate intention to make this shift. So just as with the other exercises and aha moments that you have been noting, Do your best to keep a written record of your experience here as well. And if you can, listen to the content of Module 3 more than once so that you both integrate the material, hear it again on a different level, and so that you can go deeper as you do these exercises. So let's begin this first exercise. Find a comfortable position, whether it's sitting or lying down, and close your eyes. Take a few easy, relaxing breaths. And if you notice any tension in your body, just allow it to gently release and drift off with your out-breath. Maybe you'll find yourself dropping your shoulders or softening your belly. And then set an intention to consciously shift your awareness from your mind to the felt sense of your body. As you take your next breath in, allow yourself to let go of that running dialogue in the back of your mind. And now sense or imagine a beam of beautiful, radiant, iridescent light pouring into you, starting at the top of your head, moving all the way down from your head throughout your body. Across your arms, down your torso, then down your legs, all the way to your toes. And then imagine this light coming back up till it reaches your heart again and begins to circle around it. Let this light reach into all the cells and the molecules and the atoms of your body. And then notice how everything begins to light up, to get brighter, and to start pulsing very gently, like a million fireflies, all lining up in sync with one another and blinking together. Feel this light clearing and enlivening your body, stabilizing the neurons, enabling the energy of your heart to be refreshed and to be balanced and harmonized. And give yourself a moment to rest in this enlivened state. Noticing any differences in how your body feels now from when you first close your eyes. Just do a body scan from head to toe. And feel or imagine how your entire body is now online, receptive and open to a higher, deeper knowing. And a connection to the whole of life. From this place in yourself, ask this felt sense of being, what one thing is the most important for me to know or do in this moment? And then allow yourself to just rest in that state of not knowing, where the body and the heart are invited to share their wisdom in whatever way it wants to appear. You may actually hear a voice or feel a voice inside you that has the answer. Or you may have a knowing that doesn't really have words per se. You might feel a movement in your heart, an expansion or a knowing or an opening that gives you a specific impression or an understanding. And then, this is important, notice any feeling that's associated, any emotion that you're feeling with the answer that you get. Now, if a clear answer doesn't come forward, as best you can, allow that to be okay too. Because you're setting this intention in motion, this intention to live from your felt sense rather than your thoughts. And you're creating and reinforcing this new habit. So sometimes a new habit needs the ground to be prepared before it can root. And then if all you're aware of are just thoughts coming out of your mind, notice if there's an emotional quality to them, because that will be very different from what you'll come to experience through your felt sense. In any case, just bless whatever your experience is and use it all for learning. When this feels complete to you, offer whatever form of gratitude feels right. A thought, a gesture, some words, a movement. And bring yourself gently back to this moment in time and space, giving yourself a moment to acclimate to how the world feels to you once you open your eyes. If you can, write down whatever came to mind or whatever your experience was as a way of anchoring this practice and to remind yourself of that one thing.